Test czwarty. Zadanie czwarte. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedzi siedmiu osób na temat nauki języków obcych. Przyporządkuj każdej z nich jedną z podanych poniżej opinii. Wpisz odpowiednią literę od A do I w kratki od 4.1 do 4.7. Dwie opinie zostały podane dodatkowo i nie pasują do żadnej wypowiedzi. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Speaker 1.
I moved to Denmark last year. I already had a very basic understanding of the language, but had intended to study in the country. I enrolled in a state language school and found the learning environment wonderful. Small classes and supportive teachers helped enormously. But I also recommend watching television, even in English, as the Danish subtitles helped a lot in getting a grip of the written language. When you then get to a stage, when you can read a little, go crazy with the street press, newspapers, and a good dictionary.
Speaker 2.
On the whole, I would say that German is a pretty difficult language to learn at first, but becomes easier as you progress. It is a very structured language with clear rules and very few exceptions, in strong contrast to the English language. Once you learn the rules of pronunciation, you can literally read anything out loud correctly, which again cannot be said of English or French. It is also a precise language, and you can form one single compound noun to replace a whole phrase in English.
Speaker 3.
I've been spending some time in Tunisia, and I have some advice for people who want to learn a foreign language. At first, maybe try to get a place over or near a shop or cafe, as you can hear the banter of people coming and going. Take taxis and talk to the drivers. Taxi drivers have good skills in understanding people with strong accents. Watch TV every day. Also, remember that spoken languages are changing all the time, and regional differences may make what you know from another place useless.
Speaker 4.
I arrived in Sweden in October last year without any knowledge of the place, its culture, or its language. 1 year on, I still feel that I'm only scratching the surface of integrating into the Swedish way of life. It has been very difficult to learn Swedish for two reasons. Firstly, almost all Swedes speak perfect English. Secondly, all the language training is grammatically based. As someone who was educated without learning English grammar, I find it twice as difficult to learn a foreign language. Persistence has been the only way to learn, and I am now able to have full-scale conversations.
Speaker 5.
I moved to Denmark in January 2001 to live with my Danish girlfriend. I feel that Danish is a hard language to learn, not only because of its unfamiliarity, but because the Danes are so good at speaking English. But I found that spending time with my girlfriend's nieces, who are 6, 10 and 13, has helped my Danish a lot, as, although they understand English quite well, they don't want to speak it. I started speaking Danish in shops and when ordering in bars or cafes.
Speaker 6.
I moved to Milan about 3 years ago. I really wanted to learn Italian, but 3 years on, and my command of the language is still only intermediate, and on a good day too. One big reason is that I'm teaching English. It's better to get a job where you have to speak and understand Italian. There are other ways to avoid learning the local language, which are very easy to fall into. Watching videos in English, reading English newspapers and books, living with other Anglophone expats, etc.
Speaker 7. I've always felt that it helped to visualize the terms and phrases that you're learning rather than memorizing the English or your native language equivalents, because literal translations and idiomatic phrases can differ so greatly. The picturing process prevents the torturous struggle of having to translate phrases in your mind, as well as giving you a better understanding of the structure of your own language. Visually associating these terms while using the least amount of English or your native language comes in handy when listening to native speakers, because you can be free of having to translate what they're saying in your mind.